and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show, hour number two. I'm so glad that you're with me. 10 to noon, every weekday. It's your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines. Bruce has been waiting very patiently. Bruce, thanks for calling the show this morning.
Well, good morning, Monica. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing fabulous, sir. What's on your mind?
I was calling to let your listeners know that if they'd like to hear more about what Jeff Church is doing, addressing the homeless situation, they could come to the Nevada Patriot meeting tonight. He will be one of our featured speakers.
Oh, that's wonderful. Who do you have speaking tonight, and where are you going to be at?
Well, it's going to be at the Trump campaign headquarters. That's 1155 West 4th Street in the Keystone Plaza at 6 p.m. And the speakers are going to be Jeff Church, who's going to address the homeless situation here in Reno, and Lynn Chapman, who's going to be talking about how our families are under attack.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
It's going
That's the basis of communism and socialism. Even though it's, you know, social, you attack the families first. It's the breakdown of the family, and then you move forward.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's like when Bernie Sanders talks about his hero, Fidel Castro, and what a great job he did bringing literacy to the island of Cuba. He did that for the express purpose of indoctrinating kids into the virtues of communism at the earliest possible start. It wasn't out of a sense of altruism.
That, and you have to be able to read the documents of why they're going to kill you, you know, in case they need your signature or something. Such a good man.
Exactly.
Hey, Bruce, what time is the meeting tonight?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. You know what? That works for me. Can I come?
Oh, Monica, we'd love to have you. You're always welcome at any of the Nevada Patriot meetings.
Can I bring all of my petitions to recall Sisolak, too?
Well, I would appreciate it if you would, because I'm going to have my petition there.
Well, I've got six different petitions from six different counties. So we'll work it all together.
I'm only gathering for Washoe, but
okay.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, Monica.
Well, if we have somebody in the area that wants to stop by after work and they, you know, live in Churchill, in Story, in Lyon, or in who am I forgetting? Douglas. Then come on by tonight.
Douglas, there you go.
Come on by tonight. Oh, and Carson. Come on by tonight if you're in the area. And you can sign the recall Sisolak petition. Where is the Trump Where's the Trump campaign headquarters located?
Like I said, it's 1155 West 4th Street, Suite 121 in the Keystone Plaza.
Oh, that's back there in that back corner.
Yes, it is.
All right.
We had the petitions at our South Valley's meeting, Nevada Patriot meeting, and there were several people that came in, didn't want to stay for the meeting, but they loved having the opportunity to sign a petition.
Well, we need more locations, and we need more people out there collecting Washoe and getting this all done. So that sounds great.
Could not agree with you more.
I'll see you tonight then.
Awesome. Look forward to it, Monica.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bruce, and reminding of us of the Nevada Patriots meeting tonight. So looking at an email that I just got here, what authority does the general public contact for keeping the homeless and camping out of the desert? There's been many vagrancy postings camp between Queensway and the Pyramid Walmart. I have heard that it's not the county and it's not the city of Sparks. The city of Sparks says it's not theirs. You know, they're always doing that. My husband had to call the sheriff's department one time on a little transmitter site that was out there. And it was going between the city of Reno and the city of Washoe County. And I'm getting really tired of this. I'm getting really tired of this. Any time that you call dispatch or any time that you contact somebody with the city, dang it, I won't say the big one, but dang it, you people need to learn where the lines are and educate your employees on them. All of these people that you contact with the city of Reno, with Washoe County, with the city of Sparks, you are paying them to give you the runaround and not give you the information that you deserve. Educate your employees and stop messing with people. Your elected representatives are coming up for election again. And if you were with us in the last hour, you just heard, okay, we've got serious issues here. And the city council of Reno specifically is not taking them seriously. Oh, well, we have other issues that we have to deal with. Excuse me? People burning up, burning to death along the Truckee River, bodies being found in the Truckee River, which we have found homeless in the Truckee River. That should take top priority. Nobody running against that we've seen yet for Neoma Jardin. I know she's a Republican, and let me tell you, I don't care. I don't give a rat's patoot that she's a Republican. It doesn't matter if you're independent, if you're, I was going to say liberal, but that's Democrat, or if you're a Republican, or if you're a libertarian. If you're not doing your job, then you need to be out. Somebody, please, get to the registrar's office. Get to the Secretary of State, whatever you need to do. Come on the show and say, you know what? I want to run, but I need support. Because you know that Jardin's going to get the support and Breckus is going to get the support from the people that want to keep them in place. Even Breckus as a Democrat, even the mayor, who's a Democrat. She's independent. No, she's not. She's a freaking liberal Democrat. She's already got somebody in there to replace Breckus because Breckus doesn't vote the way she wants. Why don't we get people as elected representatives that vote the way the people want? Not the other politicians. Not the other people who are the big corporate sponsors, their friends, the lobbyists. Why don't we get people that will vote for the people? And when they use that line, oh, I'm voting for my constituency. Yeah, right. Where are the numbers? I want to see the polls. I want to see the questionnaires that you put out to your constituents. Not to the developers that have private lunch parties or dinner parties for you, where you invite the community and then you exclude parts of the community that you don't like because they're against your ideas. You take the good with the bad. And right now, we are paying for a whole lot of bad. There are simple solutions to the vagrancy issue that we are going through right now. CHAB, Reno City Council, Sparks City Council, and Washoe County. People need to be held accountable. These are your tax dollars. Speaking of tax dollars, Kool-Aid. I don't know who Kool-Aid is. Hi, Monica. Listen to you every day. I was trying to tell my friend and friends about the story you had about Reno buying a jet or two. I searched the web and could not find anything. Can you please fill me in? No, that was the state. That was Sisolak. Sisolak spent, I'm getting so many numbers. I'm guessing, I'm going to take a wild guess that it was $7 million per plane, because now I'm hearing between 10 and 14. I think they're trying to lessen the hurt. Sisolak spent up to $14 million buying new jets that weren't even made in the USA. And we've got some incredible jet companies here. They were purchased from Switzerland, saying that, oh, it's costing us $2 million to upkeep the state private jets that you, the Nevada taxpayer, pays for to upkeep them. Let's see. Let's do the math. Two jets, $14 million, $2 million to upkeep a year. Yeah, I think we could have kept going for a few more years. Why? Because now, and I'm not just saying now, because we see this every legislature. There's a lawsuit aimed out there to force Nevada to boost public school funding. Now, this is different from the Clark County Union coming out for more money for education. Are you sick of it yet? Throwing money at the perpetual problem of funding the school districts when all you have to do is log on to Transparent Nevada, transparentnevada.com, and see, just type right in there, WCSD salaries. Washoe County School District salaries. Boom, everybody pops up. Take a look at how much the top line principals and administration is getting. Just a favor. That's all I ask. Just go look it up. Go look up how much the city councils are making, how much the top brass in law enforcement is making, how much regular firefighters are making. Best paid in the country. Just take a look for yourself. You don't have to believe me. It's all right there in black and white for you. And they just keep wanting more and more and more. And they are going to continue to take more and more and more. Why? Because they can. We just saw it with the new special assessment district for all the wards of the city of Reno. And why do they think they can and know they can? Because you let them. Even to the Democrats out there, which I doubt seriously, listen to me. But even for the Democrats out there, how dare you allow these people to continue to do this to us, to the kids? It's disgusting. That's the second time I've used that word today. That's pretty harsh. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. Right here on your live and local FM Talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So I'm helping out a listener here, telling them what to do on that situation of county, city, county, city, county, city. They're always playing games like that. This is not something new. Because it's called personal responsibility. Taking responsibility. Taking responsibility for your job. When somebody calls me or emails me, if I don't know the answer, I try to find the answer out for them, or I try to put them in the direction to find the answer. So if you call whatever city, if you call the county, why are people not helping that resident to find the answer? Why would you just say, that's not our area? Why don't you give them something to work with? Why don't you give them a name or somebody at the location that you are saying that it's the county's responsibility? Here, call this number. And then when you don't get the answer that you want, well, then know who is representing you, whether it be a council member or a commissioner. All you have to do is log on to the Registrar of Voters office. When you do that on the front page, it will ask you for some information, your last name and your birthday. Put that in. Everything about you with the Registrar of Voters office comes up. Tells you what district you lived in or what district you live in, for your state senator, state assembly, city council, Washoe County commissioner. Because remember, you can have a city council person and a commissioner. Because what people forget is this is all Washoe County. The city of Sparks and the city of Reno are in Washoe County. So if you're not getting anything from your city representatives, go straight to your commissioner. And if they say that they can't help you, or that they're working on something, hold their feet to the fire. Say, why haven't there been any votes? Why have no decisions been made on the Community Homeless Advisory Board? Why do I have employees telling me this isn't our jurisdiction? Hold people accountable. Hold their feet to the fire. And then remind a number of them, Von Hartung, Marsha Birkbigler, Neoma Jardin. Remind them that it's re-election time. And why, for goodness sake, are we complaining about this stuff when people sit around and say, oh, we need to get these people out of office, we need to get these people out of office, and nothing has been done? Why isn't there somebody that has already filed to run against Neoma Jardin? Like a previous caller said, you've only got a few more days. You've only got until the 13th. Two weeks to file to run for office. If you're thinking about it, if you're on the fence, go file. And then figure out who's going to be your campaign manager, or who's going to help you run, or what district you're going to walk in, whose doors you're going to knock on. because I'm tired of hearing that, you know, oh yeah, we get a list of Republicans and so we go knock on their doors and blah, blah, blah. You are serving a community. You are serving Northern Nevadans. Whether you live in Douglas, in Churchill, in Story, in Lyng, you should be knocking on everybody's door. I want to run for supervisor. I want to run for mayor. What can I do for you? What do you see as the problems? And do you have any ideas to fix them? You can be registered whatever you want. Libertarian, independent, Democrat, Republican, Green Party. But you are working for everybody. And everybody should be holding you accountable. This isn't some of that, you know, it takes a village BS. This is just reality. We'll be back after this reality from the national news on Fox News Radio here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM talk show. It's the Monica J Show. Your show. 884-9910 if you'd like to call in or if you'd like to email. I'm getting just all kinds of great emails this morning at monica@991fmtalk.com. Tony sent me an email this morning as I was talking about hand sanitizers. It looks as though Amazon is, maybe not Amazon in particular. Remember, that's the delivery. That's the delivery system. It's different companies. Different companies selling on Amazon are gouging people on the price of hand sanitizers because, well, psycho people have gone in and just bought it all up. So I gave a lesson this morning. You have to find the right amounts, but if you take aloe vera gel, if you take vodka and some essential oils, seagrass or lavender, those have more of the astringents in them, more of the antibacterials. Mix them together in their right proportions and you make your own. Don't go buying into these outrageous prices. I love Tony. Hand sanitizers. Hi, Monica. Hand sanitizers purportedly kill 99.9% of germs after 30 seconds on your hands. So let's say you have a billion germ cells on your hands. Apply hand sanitizer, leave on for 30 seconds. Do the math. How many germs are left? 1 billion germs, 0.999 are destroyed, or 999 million. If you are left, about a million, they survived, develop immunity to the hand sanitizer. Oops. A super bug is born. That is so true. I think I will just wash my hands for 2 minutes. Thank you, Tony. I forget. Stop getting all wrapped up in this. It's crazy. Wash your hands. Don't cover your mouth with your hands. If you're going to cough or you're going to sneeze, cough or sneeze into your shoulder, into your bicep. And then stop touching people's biceps. How about we just stop touching people? Stop touching countertops or, you know, displays. That's how this stuff transmits. I was talking to somebody earlier that I don't know this. This virus lives. We talk about how it started in a fish market. It went from animals to people. Now it's going people to people. If it survives on surfaces, and we get a majority of our products, let's just put it that way, We get a majority of our crap from China. Everything made in China. How viable is it for all of the products that we import into this country that that virus is on that stuff? Does all of this stuff go through cleaning and everything as it comes into the ports, as it comes through the airports, as it comes through the, you know, however you're getting it shipped to you? Spray down things with Lysol. It is a form of the flu, a form of a respiratory virus. Clean up after yourselves. Wipe down the counters. Stop buying into all of the exaggeration by the media, how they've politicized it. You're better than that. Come on. Home remedies have been around for decades. Just do what you need to do. Stop buying into it. Something that you can buy into. Oh, and by the way, I guess purportedly, it's already here in Nevada. Case down in Vegas. We just had a case across the border in, what, Placerville? It's going to be here in Washoe County before you know it, probably by next week. Clean up. Wash your damn hands. Stop. Ladies, start wearing a crossbody bag. And stop putting your purse on dirty floors and on countertops in the bathrooms. Wipe down your purses every once in a while, too. Wipe down the phones. I spray my microphone. Because I don't want to keep getting what I already have. It's just common sense. Don't buy into their hype. Where was I going? Oh, something you can buy into is just good information and talking to people. Getting to know other people's opinions. And so, we have First Friday. Famous Dave's. Head on down. They have hors d'oeuvres. You buy your drinks. They buy some hors d'oeuvres for you to pick at. And then talk to people. Ask what you think is important to the community. Is it important that we find a place to put all the vagrants? It's not going to be a clean community. There's going to be issues. But we get them away from the source of our drinking water. Well, they're over on 4th Street. They're over by the railroad tracks now. That doesn't matter. Oh, we're putting up $100,000 in porta potties along the Truckee River Trail. That's not going to make a difference. I can tell you, it's common sense. Somebody's not going to walk over a bridge to go find a porta potty. If they're on drugs or they're mentally ill, they're going to go right there. Trying to hold back and not use the terminology that I want to use, that they're just going to go behind a tree or, you know, whip it out right there and go in the river. And when I say go, you know what I mean. Hate to say that it's human nature, but when you got to go, you got to go. You're not going to go search these things out. You're going to go where it's most convenient, which unfortunately we have video, at least Quality of Life Reno does, of people just pulling down their pants and going while they're talking to people. And when I say pulling their pants down, you know how they're going. No shame. No modesty. They don't care. They're either mentally ill or on drugs. I do not advise you to do it because I worry about you. But I advise you to contact QOL-Reno.org because they take field trips to the parks, to the areas, and they can be with you when you talk to people, when you talk to the people who choose to live this way. And they do choose to live this way. Because we've had many a caller say that I needed help. I gave up my children into social services. They saw I was serious. They got me the drug help that I needed. They helped me get off drugs. I got a job. They helped me get a job. I found a place to live with help. The help is out there. If people aren't getting help, then there's something else going on and they're lying to you. And that's not just the people out there that are living there. It is also the elected representatives. Or let's see, what do we call it in politics? Misleading. I can't remember. Well, we were going to vote on that, but there's always a but. First Fridays. Talk with other people. Talk with your neighbors. Nevada Patriots, tonight, 6 o'clock. Jeff Church is going to be there. He's going to be talking about the situation. This is a man who worked in Reno law enforcement. He spends his pension, the money that you've paid into, so he can be an amazing watchdog right now. He ran the homeless program that they had through the city of Reno's Reno law enforcement. Don't you think he knows a thing or two? Go listen to him. Ask him questions. Trump Victory Center, Keystone and 4th. It's on the backside down there. If you can't find it, just keep driving around the Keystone Center until you do. It's easy.
Oh, I couldn't find it.
Make the effort. I can sit here and talk about all this stuff. I can have people call in and talk about it. But until you actually do something about it, if you do something like contacting the governor about spending millions upon millions of dollars on new jets that private jets that you and I will never see the inside of. It's for him to travel in comfort and style. Doesn't care about the way you live. Doesn't care about the increased taxes you have to pay. Doesn't care about your salary being cut because we have to go to $14 an hour now for minimum wage. Or you losing your job. He's in it for himself. Same with a lot of elected representatives. They're in it for how it betters their lives. Some of these elected politicians have known nothing else. They haven't had any other jobs except working off of money from the state or the city or the county. It's time for that to change. Email, call, go on to the different websites. You don't know what the exact website is? Search it. DuckDuckGo. Whatever you need to do. City of Reno. Washoe County. Douglas County. Carson. It all pops up for you. And if you're not happy with what you see, with what you hear, with what they're doing, then I don't care if you have a college education or not. If you have good ideas and you care about the people of this state, then get your name filed. Run for office. You've only got until the 13th. If you want to recall Sisolak and tell him this isn't what we signed up for, as you frivolously spend, and we are now going into lawsuits, multiple lawsuits to get more money for education for a failed system. Speaking of which, I'm going to bring you an email from John Eppolito in the games that he has to deal with on the verge of this lawsuit. We're going to be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Yes, your participation is requested at 884-9910 or at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I'm going to get to one of your emails here in just a second. I'm on social media. Any way you want to contact me, log on to our webpage today at 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Is the Trump administration justified in taking away green cards or visas from people in this country abusing welfare? Abusing the programs? Yes or no? Michael, thank you very much. Just sent me a picture. This is one of the new planes. It's a Beechcraft King Air 350. It seats 12 and has every bell and whistle. Wow. Nice. Must be nice. All right. Contact John, just John, at jtahoe.com. Send him an email and he'll send you everything he's got if you want to find out more about what is happening with the Washoe County School District. Protecting Nevada Kids. You can find all kinds of stuff on Facebook. This is a parent. Protect Nevada Children. This is just a parent who is doing this. So all he's got is a Facebook page. But if Facebook is the way that we have to communicate, then so be it. He's sending an email back and forth with the school district, and like you ever get one of the trustees to respond. The bottom line of this email that he shared with me, Washoe County School District is creating and or contributing to getting kids addicted to screens, but does not want to take responsibility for the same. What they're doing. This comes from the on behalf of the Board of Trustees, after he has been continuously emailing them, looking for a response. And I can see from the emails, he's been copying all of them to me. Mr. Eppolito, as your emails have not been addressed to the Board of Trustees and the board members at WashoeCountySchoolDistrict.net email address was one of the 20 emails in your CC line, I did not believe that you were expecting a response. I will acknowledge that the trustees have received your email, but I will not be addressing your questions at this time. You have received ample information from our interim superintendent, Dr. McNeil, and our IT staff about data security. This is coming from Melina on behalf of the Board of Trustees. Melina Raymond, president of the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. His response, are you kidding me? You know you wanted that, we wanted a response. That's why we sent it to you three times asking for a reply. Right now, the Washoe County School District has whittled it down to 9 candidates. Do you know who those 9 candidates are? You better find out, or we're going to find out. We're going to wind up with another Tracy Davis. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Love you. Have a great day.